All right, Gary, what are you playing this week?
Well, Cole, I have been sabotaging reality TV shows.
Oh, that's why they're all messed up. They would have been perfectly good for everybody and society if you were not involved. Yeah.
I like to make a lot of what I like to call honey boo-boos. And these are little mistakes that I make in reality TV shows, like hiding Elton Brown, like things like that.
So, you're just like throwing him down an oubliette.
No, hiding him like behind a bookcase or like
gotcha
with by a bunch of mannequins who are dressed like him
in non-Alton Brown properties, like just hey, spot the Alton Brown, like spot five Altons
secret
this season,
secret property brother. are you familiar with the reality TV show Forged by Fire? It's about making swords and knives.
Okay, that actually sounds kind of cool. I take back my no cool. and just say no. Okay.
People seem to dig it. So as you know, I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
As you know, we're part of the Upper Souls community.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Proudly so.
Very proudly so. Miyazaki-san gifted me with an original prop from Dark Souls 1. I have the Chaos Flame. And I replaced the Forge Fire that they use on Forged by Fire with the Chaos Flame.
Oh, those pieces of shit have no idea what's coming.
No, any number of things are going to pop out of that sword.
Yeah. Oh, this is delicious. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Those stupid jocks. Those fucking dumbass hunks.
Look at me. I have a hammer. Yeah, I got a hammer and I got guess a sword. Guess what I have? I've got a gun.
Guess what I have? A GED. So I don't actually know anything about that show.
No. It was a classic joke. And also, there's nothing wrong with having a GED.
So. Nope, GEDs are great.
Yeah. You know
what? I'd rather have a GED than my GERD that I have.
Ooh, yeah. Is there anything else we want to apologize for to make things funnier?
That's all I've done wrong recently.
Okay, all right, yeah.
So I haven't done a lot else wrong recently.
Okay, all right.
You know what, though? I did pick Kamala Harris as Joe Biden's vice presidential candidate.
You know,
I forgot about that. I did that earlier today. And
I thought that might have been you because you said several times and I cut it out of previous recordings. You said, yeah. I'm serious as a heart attack. Kamala Harris will be Joe Biden's vice president. Yeah. And you said, I have a plan. I'm going to follow through. You said, put this calls. In the episode. This is my intent with clear minds.
Yeah.
It was you saying, I'm doing this alone. It is me and me only. I take responsibility for this. Yeah. It was just like a bunch of, stuff that like didn't add up to me. So I cut it out, but now it makes sense. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've been sabotaging reality TV shows, and what is the ultimate reality TV show if not electoral politics?
Yeah. The real Amazing Race.
Yes. So let's hang out outside the Forged by Fire Forge and see what gets forged by fire.
Okay. All right. And I've got a gun just in case there are like crag spiders or whatever here. So
sure.
Yeah.
Well, it could be anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Clink. Clink.
Yeah.
Clink.
Okay. Clink. Is it functional or was it like a, okay, what?
No, he seems to have forged something.
Okay. All right.
There's screams.
Okay. Yeah.
They're very terrified of it. Let's wait for them to leave, and then we can go in and check it out.
Yeah, just wait for it to quiet down.
Okay. All right, let's head in. Be careful. Okay. Have that gun. Have your Glock at the ready. Hold it sideways.
Ooh, yeah. I've always wanted to do that.
Horizontal mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah. This way we'll show the demons what's up.
Yep.
All right. It's on the anvil. It's a 3DS cart.
That seems like it would require like wiring and stuff. Like the Chaos Flame, pretty powerful.
Chaos is.
Well, I mean, anything can happen is the thing. That's the thing about chaos. That's the thing that I always say about. Anything can happen.
Yeah. Let's check it out since we've got Abject Suffering to record and maybe it'll be a game that we can do.
Right, right.
Seems likely.
This is weird. This is souls of swords and darkness.
Oh, so we got both, baby.
It's pretty generic to me.
Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Object Suffering, and I'm not sure, this is not part of the intro. I'm not sure if we've used this one before.
Okay.
But I'm not feeling super good, so I'm just going to use it because I like it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Object Suffering, where we savor the flavors and aromas of the 18th century.
Oh, that's
I can't remember if I've done that one, but I like
that's
that
a, that's a That's a Townsend's thing.
Yeah. I also want to let people who are listening know that I'm playing with Pocket while this happens, and he's meowing a lot.
Yeah,
so you get a lot of background Pocket. This
kind of weird. Kind of weird for you to play with your cat while we're recording. Kind of seems like you'd be here doing your job.
Well, if I don't, I can't do my job.
Oh, okay.
So the truth is, this is me doing my job. I just have two jobs.
Gotcha.
And one of which is wearing out Pocket.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So I feel bad because I feel like I'm coming at you real hard. I might be because I know you're not feeling well.
That's big will energy.
I'm pressing my advantage.
Big Willie style. Before we continue, uh-huh. Cole, guess what I'm playing with Pocket with?
Okay. Do you have like a butterfly on a wand or?
No, it's not a cat toy.
No. Okay. I mean, like Pocket sounds pretty far away and I know he's a big boy and he loud. I don't know. Are you throwing a ball of like paper towel at him? Like what?
That's a telescopic back scratcher.
Ooh. Okay.
It's pretty cool. I found it when I was packing. It's one of my most prized possessions.
Yeah.
It's a named blade that I use to scratch my back.
Yeah.
And the Pocket really likes it if I just put it near him for some reason.
Oh, probably because it does the smell like it smells like you, maybe? It
smells like my back, maybe?
Maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Does you've been around me. Does my back smell?
No more than your front.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, or is bad. It?
that's a statement about the smell of my back. I can get my girlfriend to smell my back.
Yeah.
See what happens.
What you need is to return balance to the land.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. How's my shoulders smelling? Speaking of shoulder smells.
Shoulder smells.
Sword and Darkness.
Sword and Darkness. Did you say your name? I don't know if I said my name.
Yes.
You're okay.
No, we did the intro.
We did.
Remember
okay.
I said the Townsend thing.
Yes. No. Yeah. So this is this week we're playing a game. It is called Swords and Darkness. Kind of like a weird little bit of happenstance here. This is demanded by our patron Moonborn, who also demanded our Devil May Cry episode that we just recorded this week that came out a few weeks ago as of the time people hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was certain this would be a closet waff when I first started playing it.
Yes.
Just because it's got a little like side scrolling Souls DNA.
Yeah.
It's pretty bland beat 'em up, pretty choppy animation.
Yeah, it's not very good. It is let's say just a pedestrian effort. Let's go with that one. I thought that it was going to be kind of a backdoor waff as well, because Moonborn says this is going to sound very weird, but this game is like a misguided and highly underbaked Demon Souls, but as a scrolling beat 'em up action RPG. And they go along to describe the kind of the things that they that the game does. But then they say, I genuinely do like this game because it has killer combat, but it's not a good game and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone except the fine boys of Abject Suffering.
I can't say killer combat for this. I can't go with you, Moon. I found this pretty boring.
Yeah.
Mostly because if you time your hits out, if you don't button mash,
mm-hmm.
you stun lock everything.
Yes.
In my experience.
Yeah. You know, it's possible, you know, given that I played less than a half an hour of this, it's possible that maybe there's a little bit, you know, more variety. Maybe you pick up a different weapon that has like different kind of things, or you're fighting people who don't have your exact same moveset. This makes an incredibly bland first impression.
It's very funny. Like you end up in a hallway and there's one guy who looks exactly like you. And then you walk a little bit further and there are two guys who look exactly like you. Did you pause the game at any point, Cole?
I mean, I went into the menu. The game was telling me to go into the menu all the time.
If you pause, I think it might be different than the menu. The narrator says, pause.
Pause.
And that's pretty fun.
Cool.
Incredibly overwrought, like old woman narrator from the beginning. Paused.
paused.
Like, I really like that. I really like that.
That is very good. Yeah, I mean, and you know, we can talk about story similarities, but like, this is straight up Demon Souls. Like, there is a kingdom that was fighting battles, and they turned to like a dark chalice that would revive people over and over. But as they got revived more, they lost their identities and they went wild, started attacking the kingdom itself. The king went mad. Like, the first people that you meet are like people who are doing like an expedition into the kingdom. It's, I mean, it's pretty shameless. And I'm trying to find I'm trying to find my tabs for this so I can actually like see when this came out. Given that it's on 3DS, it was definitely after Demon Souls, for sure.
Yeah, I think it was 2016.
Wow.
I think so. I think this got heralded in with the current election. I think this was part of it. It was the Trump Pence Swords and Darkness ticket. gonna make that shirt, like one of those like blank and blank and blank and blank shirt.
Trump and Pence and Swords and Darkness.
And Swords and Darkness. Yeah. that's almost too like actual.
Yeah, it's almost too
coherent.
Yeah. That's
my ringtone. Stop recording?
No. That's my ringtone, which is No Children by the Mountain Goats. No, I told my mom that I was recording. If she calls again, then I will, I'll pick up.
Change your ringtone to No Mothers. Like, she thought she could call because she was an adult.
That's sad.
Well.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you gotta show her when to call and when not to by the ringtone.
Yeah. I think that would be a ring back. She would have no reason to hear it if it was the ringtone. I remember ring backs.
God, yeah, ring backs, dude. That was a golden time. as far as like cell phone shit that went away, ring backs,
mm-hmm.
big thing. Composing your own cell phone jingle.
Oh, yeah. I like big doing thing. That. Yeah.
You know, that was real fun. And mm-hmm. that's it. Those are the only two things.
Yeah. It's funny because I say I liked doing that, but I don't like, I could do that. I could just make a song in GarageBand or whatever, but like, I really enjoy doing it on my flip phone, like with a little sequencer.
Yeah. It was for me, it was just, numbers. So like it started with middle C mm-hmm. as one. And then every number I went up there, I went up a half step.
Ah,
so
cool. Yeah. No, ring backs were really good. For a while, my mom just had like a country song as her ring back on me. And my grandpa, rest in peace. He did not know how to do anything with his cell phone, you know, because he's an old man. He does not have to. He didn't have to, you know, he fought in Korea, for God's sake, Gary. But his ring back.
He stopped the Koreans from using cell phones.
And now the Koreans make our cell phones.
Yeah. Think about that. It's the circle of life.
Yeah. No, his ring back was like banjo hoedown fiddle .wave or .org.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was very funny because that was not his style at all, really. Yeah.
He was one of those banjo oldos. when I pay my phone bill,
okay,
there's two great sounds I get. One, when it's like calculating the bill or whatever, it's like, please hold on while you process your payment.
Mm-hmm.
It does this like very like,
ooh, I know that
thing
one.
That I really love.
Yeah,
you know that thing.
Yeah, it's a little bit like if they made a modern day version of Press Your Luck. It's what we'll play while they were recycling for whammies. Yeah,
exactly. I love it so much. I wish I could get an MP3 of it. And then when they actually do the other hold thing, they do a little classical music sting that I think is really catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Ba, 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 mm-hmm. That I very much like.
Yeah.
So this is not an advertisement for Sprint.
Sprint, it's everywhere you want to be.
Sprint, it goes. So if that doesn't sell you,
Nothing
I don't know
will.
What will.
Yeah. Reasonable prices over there, over on the on the Sprint network.
Legit fine with Sprint. The best thing a product can be is something I don't like. A product, I'm never going to like be a partisan for a product,
mm-hmm.
but if I just don't care, that's the top.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, like it just disappears. It's like, this is phone. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally as good as it can get.
Yes.
Imagine debasing yourself to like a brand.
Well, you know, fucking the pits, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So swords and darkness, like, I don't know. Like, this feels petty. Like, if I was making this complaint about somebody online, I would feel like a real dick about it. But like, in a shipped product that I paid $7 for on the eShop, the fact that when I go into the menus and I go to level up my abilities, each and every one of them is misspelled.
It's pretty shockingly amateur as a game.
Yeah. 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 Like they spelled stamina like S-T-A-M-A-N-A-A or something like that.
Yes, stamina. The and like dexterity has like several A's in it, I think.
Yeah.
If I remember right. Like yeah, it's very funny. The yeah, it just felt extremely generic to me. Like in any port in a storm kind of thing. Like, let's say I was on an island, or like I was on an airplane, and for some reason my 3DS only had Swords in Darkness, I'd be okay.
Yeah,
you know, I'd live. I'd play. I wouldn't have to like engage with airplane entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine choosing this over video games.
Right, especially like, on the 3DS, which has so many other things on it. Like even if that was your only system, you've got a, you know, you got a few
virtual console, man.
You've got heavy hitters. You can, you know, you would have to churn through to reach the point where it makes sense to do this.
Like this gets tons of comparisons to River City Ransom. Is River City Ransom available on the 3DS?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
This is now entirely obviated. Like that's a way better game.
Yeah. This team A+, they made a River City game. River City Tokyo Rumble in 2013. Most of their other stuff is like anime style things, which this has like a little bit of.
Well, this is as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, they did like their most recent thing in 2019 was like a Kill la Kill game. Yeah.
Kill the Kill. is what kill they, that
the
is.
Nino. Yeah.
Kill Nino. Like the juice. like, oh man, I like the juice.
The juice is good.
The juice is good, man. Yeah. It's good.
God.
Didn't you think, I was talking to Will about that. Isn't that an amazing sketch? Because it's one of the only times Saturday Night Live ever admitted they couldn't end it. And they just like had David Spade come out and end it. And I'm like, why? It wasn't so much, why did you do it then? It was, why don't you do that all the fucking time?
Yeah. Like you need a horrible
institution.
You need a master of ceremonies who like wrestles the camera away and moves it to the next sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we understand endings are hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the birthday boys can never do it. The Whitest Kids You Know can never do it. Like, it's incredibly hard to find a button.
The Whitest Kids You Know, like, several times they just said, ending sketches is hard, here's this, bye. They, like, lean on that too much, in my opinion.
Way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really annoying. Like, that's, you know. But Saturday Night Live is like, no, we're going down with the ship every single time. Like, we're absolutely horrible and we're willing to die for whatever this dumb fucking idea is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish there was more to say about this. Like, it is a really shameless Demon Souls ripoff, but I am not in the market for things that rip off the story of Dark Souls at all.
No.
I can't think of anything I'm less in the market for. Like, if you just write the stories of Dark Souls as a sentence, they're not good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it, you know, you have to have that secret sauce.
Yeah, it's entirely in the presentation, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, just there is room for the telling in the evaluation of a story, right? Like, yeah. Okay, good, an okay story told really well. Okay, good, cool. Yes. Yeah.
And like the Demon Souls story almost isn't a story. It's just a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Like the story of it is still good, but this game just borrows the setup. I can't imagine it goes through the same plot beats and themes and such. Maybe it does. Like I didn't play it, but I would be very surprised.
Mm-hmm. And also like a side-scrolling beat 'em up like this that has branching paths in it. Like, I'm not necessarily, like, in a real mood to, like, to go explore and do branches in these with, you know, respawning enemies that just kind of flood in, you know, even if you can kind of run past them. It's just, yeah, it's not great.
No, not in a game that, like, is a real video game length kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, some of the other comparison things I saw were the Capcom D&D arcade games. And those own to me because they are arcade games.
Yeah, they're made to be played like standing up.
Yeah, they're context own.
Yeah,
things. Yeah. I'm moving soon, as I alluded to earlier, and I'm moving in with my girlfriend. And my girlfriend for Christmas got me like a voucher for travel stuff. Mm. Like, hey, let's go on a trip.
Nice,
but global pandemic.
Yeah.
So she offered to parlay that into me supplementing my own money I can scrape together. I've got a bunch of music stuff I'm going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how well that goes, I might get some kind of arcade machine.
Ooh, are you going to do like one of those? There's a company that does them. They're like smaller.
One Up Arcade?
Yeah, One Up Arcade. Yeah. I've seen those. They have like a cocktail one that I was interested in with Namco stuff in it. But
they, I was looking at that. There's one of those that I think I would really like. But I think I'm going to try to do some kind of multicade because arcade mm-hmm. games, you know, you don't just play them over and over and over and over mm-hmm. like generally.
Yeah.
I don't at least.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to get something that I can, that is modded or can be modded to effortlessly run MAME shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about it.
Nice.
Be cool.
Yeah. You can get like a kit too, like something that is mostly put
together.
I don't
want a project, man.
Okay, you don't want a project. You want a product. Yeah,
I want a product. Yeah,
I forget. You're not me.
Yeah, I'm not you.
Yeah.
I don't have a garage. Like I'm not horny for tools. I don't have.
There's no part of this
stuff. Yeah. There's no part of this. Every time I do that, I made like a little arcade stick that had an emulator on it.
Oh, I've got the same thing. Yeah, it has like a little kit to put the Raspberry Pi inside.
The pie in. And it was fine. Mm-hmm. But I did not take a lot of joy out of making it and then found that it wasn't what I wanted. Because
mm-hmm.
Even just getting that shit up and running is kind of annoying to me.
Yeah.
Arcade emulation is annoying because of the Capcom special MC2 chips and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want it done.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. That makes sense. So. Yeah.
What's the biggest part of your life you would outsource as a task?
I would
outsource building shit like that. I don't like it.
Yeah, on a recent Abject Suffering, we talked about outsourcing pee at the expense of sourcing, you know, shortening your life greatly.
Would you do that?
No, I wouldn't go for it. Sorry, I'm not going to invest in piss too. I don't mean to break your heart there.
P2.
Wait, that was a character. No, it was piss too because I thought you were talking about the PS2. Yeah.
No, P2 was the affection nickname.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
We're starting to buzz a market.
It's the diminutive. It's the version you can it's the version you can advertise in schools.
Piss el niño. Piss.
You caught me off guard with like what would I outsource? Like there isn't, I don't know. Like I almost was tempted to say like mowing the lawn and doing like edging and weeding and stuff like that. But
of course you love that shit.
I like doing that.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
I would have bet money that
I like doing that. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe like correspondence. You know, like I wish that I had an assistant who everybody had to go to talk to me. But then I would have to talk to the assistant all the time.
Yeah.
And that would suck.
That's so fascinating.
Like
I'm just like, it's just like, cause I like talking to people, mm-hmm. but like you wouldn't choose like taxes. Like
no,
you
no,
like
that's
doing
fine.
Your taxes.
Yeah.
That's so weird to me. Man.
It's like nothing. You just do it is the thing. So.
Well, I know. That's how you do correspondence too.
Well,
you can
no,
just answer
but
an
that
email.
Has like a lot of.
Not really. Like, I think you'd be shocked by how low impact most of correspondence is.
Man,
like I do the same job as you, man. Like,
yeah, right.
You can't put one over on me. Here.
No. But the thing is, when you write back, they're going to write back. Like, it never goes away. Like, it only ever gets bigger. Is the thing. I mean basically what you're saying is I really want to be Mickey Mouse in the Sorcerer's Apprentice short. Just like I want to get in there and I want to just have this infinitely spread in front of me. And
yeah.
I just don't
want to like I would outsource most chores.
Mm-hmm.
I would outsource a shockingly lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if it was literally just magic or whatever, I don't think I would necessarily clean or cook, even though I kind of like doing those things sometimes. I would find other things I like to do.
Yeah. Oh, obviously, you know, you would want to. But even like the only like household chore that I fucking hate doing and I do not like washing dishes. Like they just always pile up. You know, and
especially in COVID times.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't have a dishwasher anymore. Like, and I don't really have a, like, you know, my kitchen is quite, quite small. My, you know, my house is not exceedingly large. You know,
your kitchen is the size of a dose of pee too. You can sell it to kids. Yep. Kitchens for kids.
Yeah. No, but I don't have a place. I saw Bob Mackey tweet about, countertop dishwashers. And I've been looking at those, which would be nice, but yeah, I don't mind like vacuuming. Like that's fun. Sweeping is fun. Dusting is fun. Fun's the wrong word. I don't mind doing it because I just
I'm translating it from Cole speak. Like I know what you mean.
Yeah.
don't you find like my big thing with dishwashers? I know we're coming up on time.
That's right.
My big thing on dishwashers is that they don't work. Like you have to wash the dish anyway. I know that's like a really hacky observation. That's like a Dennis Miller thing.
Yeah.
But it has been true every time I've owned a dishwasher. Like I basically wash the dish so it's 90% clean. And then I put it in a thing and I wait a really long time to do that last 10% when I could just run a rag over it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, in my experience, it's always been just a scrape and it's good. And you just don't let it sit for a long time. So you have to you have to run it pretty often and not be afraid to run it if it's not 100% full.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like ultimately what it is. I like a dishwasher as a place to leave dirty dishes without looking at them.
Yes.
I like that aspect quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Moon, thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Weird energy. We know.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay though.
Yeah. We'll be fine. I just, man, like the animation on this, like animation in fighting system is super important.
It's incredibly choppy.
Yeah.
Like it's choppier than River City Ransom is on the NES,
which is weird.
Yeah, really weird. That was probably the biggest bummer to something that I otherwise might find some enjoyment of, but not very much. And it's funny, the grandma that got to do the opening narration has like absolutely no gravitas to her voice.
Oh,
like it has big unprofessional actress energy.
Yeah, it has big. Like, we brought somebody into the office and we had a microphone in a closet kind of
my girlfriend's mom.
Yeah,
you know, like doing it or something. And it's
that's really charming. Like in a project of the scale, that's actually pretty charming to me.
Yeah, I think that the words were better.
True. Yeah.
Like the opening lore scroll of this is a little excessive.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Well, we have some heroes on the GameFAQs board doing like spoiler and really difficult to find content, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. No, like this is the only repository that I found with like rare drops and where to find them and stuff like that.
I mostly saw King Reevemaster Soul with his topic burp, says the king. Yes,
says the
king. That was what I focused on. Yes. The Reevemaster.
Yeah, then we have This Game Is Awesome by Curious Fred, which pretty much just ends up being
Curious Fred sound like a Slender Man alike. Like if you do something bad at summer camp, you attract the attention of Curious Fred.
Yeah, Curious Fred is an SCP.
Yeah, Keter Class poster.
Not everything can be Keter Class. Stop it.
Well, Curious Fred is.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
You know, he's scary. He's not who knows?
Yeah, he's not the glass that warps all around. Yeah.
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 And know, also, that's the only one I'm going to remember.
Right.
Is Keter Class. There are two others, Medium and Fine, but I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah. What I want is I just want a book of SCP, but that can't happen because of the, because of the nature of it.
You could go to a Kinko's and print it out.
I suppose I could, yeah.
Yeah.
Now do a
comb. I would like that as well.
Do a comb binding. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a comb binding.
Yeah. It's so dumb. It's like I'm presenting a project to my room. It's like laying in bed, just getting ready to turn in my report on whatever I decided to have Kinko's pirate for me.
Oh Jesus. But yeah, this was thank you, Moonborn, for suggesting this. It's definitely an oddity. Yeah. I never heard of it before. I had honestly never heard of it because
doesn't have a Wikipedia.
No Wikipedia. You know? I couldn't find a Wikipedia even for the developer. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty obscure.
pretty obscure.
Really, really widely panned as well.
Right, right.
People do not like this game in a general sense.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of threes and fours out of ten.
Yeah,
going on.
I would be really curious to see basically what the back end for them on the eShop is. Like, the eShop is such a black hole. Like, yeah. nothing can be found there. It's impossible to buy things there.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you mean the specifically the 3DS eShop?
Yeah, but the Switch eShop is on notice for lacking very basic features.
A cart.
Yes.
Yeah, the cart's the big one I miss from that. But it's also, like, I feel like the 3DS is when, or not the 3DS, the Switch is when Nintendo first started, like, getting into real discounts on shit.
Yeah.
Like, you can browse sale stuff and get lots of weird little indie games for 9 cents. There, and sometimes they're fun.
Yeah.
So, and prior to this, I just associated the eShop with $10 and up.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. The 3DS is always where the deep discounts on old Game Boy games and NES games are.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they want you to do their subscription service.
Yeah.
Which is actually good. I actually like. It's cheap and it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And I like those weird remix versions of Nintendo games.
They're very good. Bring back NES Remix.
Remix.
You fools.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's everything.
Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV.
And until next time, don't forget to play the whole episode backwards to find the three secret code words.